The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Homeowners, why throw away hundreds of dollars every month to the electric company when you can save thousands of dollars over time with a solar energy system? Green Solar Technologies is proud to be a platinum installer for Solar World, the country's top-selling manufacturer of American-made solar panels. Call 800-519-2170 for a free estimate and take advantage of tax credits, grants, and rebates which won't last forever. Stop paying high energy bills and start saving money by calling 800-519-2170. 800-519-2170.
The collision of common sense and comedy.
This is the collision of common sense and comedy. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
Little hiccup on the road to repealing and replacing Obamacare for the Republicans in the Senate.
Just a little one.
Little hiccup along that road. They have now postponed the vote until after the Independence Day recess.
Which means they don't have enough votes.
They don't have enough votes because it would have already been done.
Oh, yeah.
It's not that we don't have the votes. It's we've decided to make sure we hear everybody's opinion. That's
right.
What it is.
We don't want to rush it.
No, why would we rush a vote?
You know, because we've been talking about it for 8 years.
No. We don't want to rush it, though. So, yeah, they've delayed it, which it means completely, exclusively, they do not have the votes. What with both progressives and conservative senators saying, I'm out on this thing.
Yeah.
I'm out.
This is a piece of crap.
They were short several votes.
Yeah. It wasn't like one or two.
No, you have various parts of the Republican aisle even. Susan Collins, the progressive out of Maine, was out. And then conservatives like Ted Cruz and Mike Lee. So, little hiccup on the road. They're going to take that up again after the Independence Day recess, which Independence Day is next Tuesday. So,
they'll be off for a month, right?
Yeah, I think they're out until it's like not a full month. It's like 2.5 weeks. They only come back for like 2 weeks, and then they're off for the August recess, which I think, I'm just going from memory, I think that's the entire month.
Unbelievable.
They only go back for a couple weeks at a time throughout the year.
What do you think Bossman would say if we were like, hey, we're going to take 2 weeks for the Independence Day holiday, then we're going to be back for 2 weeks, then we're going to take a month.
It's our August recess, Glenn.
Recess.
No, when he goes, hey, where have you guys been for the last 2 weeks?
It was recess.
Hello, our Independence Day recess, yeah. Glenn.
Don't
hello.
Want to honor our country by taking as much time off
shocking.
As possible. Thought you were a patriot.
Now, it even made sense back in the day. The reason they took so much off in the summertime, because they didn't have any air conditioning, and it was hot in Washington, D.C. So they figured, let's do more work in the winter where it's, you know, a little more easy to deal with.
Oh, really?
They didn't have air conditioning?
That was why?
That's one of the arguments, yeah. Of course, we don't want to ruin tradition now. But anyways, they'll be back after July 4th for a short period of time. I don't know if they're going to get it done.
No, they're not. My prediction, no.
Mm-hmm.
This thing is a piece of garbage, and nobody wants to put their name behind it. So until they fix it, nobody's going to...
So what's the plan afterwards? What happens? Mitch McConnell, first of all, came out and said, if we fail...
You mean when?
When we fail, what do you think he said? What's going to be their plan? He was a warning. If we fail...
We fail...
We're going to be...
The American people.
Negotiating with Chuck Schumer. The head of the Democrats.
Right, yeah.
So if we fail at getting this passed, we're going to have to negotiate with the Democrats.
Wait a minute.
What? Wait.
I feel like...
Maybe. Just thinking.
Yeah.
Negotiate with them anyway.
It's kind of...
And find, common ground.
Oh, stop talking,
crazy.
Yeah, you're talking crazy now.
But notice
you're not supposed to, get along or, make some kind of sacrifices and find a middle ground.
So
what's that word called? Bisexual, partisan.
Yeah. He goes, We're not going to be able to do this by ourselves. We're not going to be able to just ram through whatever the Republicans want. We're going to actually have to. We're going to have to talk to the Democrats.
He's like, guys, I'm going to have to. I don't want to talk to Chuck Schumer. I avoid that guy like the plague.
Well, I understand that. Maybe that's what he meant by it. Chuck is really annoying.
To Chuck Schumer, but you're making it like seem like I'm going to have to talk to Chuck Schumer.
This is like me saying, Cal, if I can't pull off buying this new house, I'm going to have to talk to my wife about what we're going to do about, you know, moving somewhere. I'm going to actually have to get her opinion on this thing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, I'm going to have to deal with her.
That's you don't want to do that.
So, and then he followed up, and then we'll have to bail out the insurance companies.
Oh.
So do you see what he's doing there?
Yeah, he's
right. It's completely scare tactic.
Yeah.
Well, we don't want them. We don't want input from the Democrats. They're the ones who brought us Obamacare, which is true. And usually you're not going to get a lot of good stuff from them. But I mean, if you're doing your jobs, you're finding common ground, stuff that is good for all people. It's not special interests. It's not big government bloated programs, which, by the way, that's the reason government got involved in healthcare in the first place. It was not because it was good for all people. It was not common ground.
That's the whole point.
It was big socialist programs that were pulled. The strings were being pulled by people like Soros and a bunch of other organizations.
I think they seem to forget that the whole point, the whole like reason you're there, your job is to, you're not going to all agree. It's obvious. I mean, that's why you have different parties, but the whole system is set up for everyone to kind of communicate, and it's going to suck. We're going to fight, but we need to find a middle ground where, you know, we help as many people as possible. No, that's not even an option.
And by the way, there is a good chance that they will bail out the insurance companies. Now, this is not bailing out healthcare, mind you.
No.
This is not bailing out Obamacare. This is bailing out the insurance companies, because the insurance companies are faltering in a huge way. 41% of counties in the U.S. have one plan, one option. 41%.
So almost half the country.
Right. So above and beyond all of the initial problems with Obama saying you can keep your doctor and your plan and all that, now 59% only have more than one option. It's not like they have 700 of them. 41 only have one. And by the way, a bunch of counties, no option.
No option at all.
Right.
No,
none.
None whatsoever.
Right. None in the public exchanges.
Yeah.
Now, so you got them. We're going to have to deal with the Democrats. We're going to have to bail out the insurance companies. Trump is floating out a different suggestion, that they would simply let Obamacare fail. Just let it collapse. And you go, okay, all right.
What happens then?
That's just it. Nobody knows. We're on the hook for all of it. Now, it sounds good if you're a conservative and you hate Obamacare. Say, let it fail. Maybe it collapses. Maybe it forces them to do something else. But they have an option to do something now before it collapses, and they're not doing it. So what happens when it collapses? Is it, okay, yep, we had to spend a bunch of money, bail out some people, some things, pour more money into Medicare, Medicaid, secure different programs, all of this stuff. We spent money. But now that it's collapsed, now we can get the job done of and doing something different.
Start from scratch kind of thing?
No, because the law is still in place. It just doesn't have
how
any
does that
money.
Work, though? Oh, just no, it's not funded. Okay.
Right. They don't,
say,
they don't
if
have
it collapses,
the money.
Does it? How does it work?
People don't have insurance exchanges. They don't have the exchanges, and or we have to prop up certain entities like Medicare and Medicaid. So all this does is just add more problems to it, because it sounds good to go, let it collapse. And I agree. I want it to go away and collapsing. If it brought about true reform, mm-hmm. fine, a repeal, that's great, but it's not. There's about $188 billion that Mitch McConnell and other people in Congress, leaders in Congress, having a fund that they can use to kind of entice senators to get this done after the 4th. We'll see what happens. It's money that's been allocated for a bunch of for things like, well, they have some flexibility, but he could say to the Republican senators, all right, you want on board Susan Collins? I'll put $25 billion of that to fight opioid abuse. How about that? And there's people like Rob Portman in Ohio, who has been kind of on the fence. Is he going to vote for this or not? And even though he's not a supporter of Obamacare, he's been pretty rabid against it, he is a big supporter of more money going to fight opioid abuse, which is annoying as crap because that's not your job.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's not healthcare.
It is a gargantuan problem. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. Opioid abuse in America, in certain states like a lot of the Appalachian states, so down in parts of Ohio, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, down through Kentucky, whatever, is a gargantuan mega problem right now. But So you understand big government's a problem when it comes to other stuff. The big federal central government out of D.C. fighting something that should be a state issue, but not when it comes to this. Anyways, so he could entice them and say, hey, $25 billion, how about that? Or things like expanding health savings accounts, which conservatives want. But the bottom line, that's still... Right, it's not enough, which it won't be, and it's still piecemeal. Do it or don't do it. There is no try. Do or... Exactly. Do or do not do. There is a progressive feminist group. I guess that's redundant. That is fighting. The group is Ultraviolet.
Really?
That's the group.
That's
Ultraviolet.
What they call themselves?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Apparently, Ultra Pink was taken. It's called Ultraviolet. Ultra they are pissed at the GOP's health care plan, you know, because it does target Planned Parenthood for a year. Mm-hmm. So they launched an ingenious plan to protest. I think you're going to like this because you got to get your message out there. An ingenious protest plan.
I feel like it's going to involve vaginas somewhere.
No, it doesn't.
Really?
No. The plan was to target various Republican senators with airplane banner ads where they fly.
Come to Bob's Pool Supply and Home Depot.
Take a break from your sunbathing and go to Pete's Sandwich Shop. Right. And they were going to target senators like West Virginia's Shelley Moore Capito. Or Maine Senator Susan Collins, or Nevada Senator Dean Heller, because they've all been out on this thing. So they started by flying a ban over Charleston, West Virginia, that said, Senator Heller, keep your word, vote no on Trump care.
I feel like it's...
He's in Nevada.
Senator, on the wrong side of the country, guys.
If any of you in West Virginia know someone living in Nevada, tell Senator Heller to keep your...
Send a carrier pigeon to Nevada.
Tell senators in other states, even though you're not a constituent, you object. Come on, guys.
They don't even know the state that the senator you're protesting is in?
If I'm them, I just come out today and I go... It was a cyber attack.
Someone cyber attacked our...
You know, it's
single prop plane.
It started overseas, started in Ukraine. It got us too, bastards. We know who the senator in Nevada and... Heller. We know he's in Nevada. We know who he is.
So stupid.
Apparently feminists don't own maps.
Seriously.
All right, tell us what you've learned along the way so far. I'm sure plenty. And you can do so on Twitter. Just go to... Or use the hashtag. Thank you. I clicked away for a second. Go to the Twitter.
Here, let me help you. At Doc Thompson Show. At Real Chris Cruz. At Cal 79.
You know them all.
It's all a Twitter. At the Twitter.
What about Brad?
At the real what is his again?
The Blaze.
The real
Brad.
The Blaze Brad. I can't keep up with everybody's.
See, you just gave me the business.
Yeah, but I know you don't go to Twitter. You just
okay. I was clicking on. I was looking at the commercial that's coming up for Relief Factor, and it was a little line about go to relieffactor.com. By the way, if you go to relieffactor.com, you get that 3-week supply of Relief Factor for just $19.95. 3-week supply, just $19.95. Most new users see results in 7 to 10 days. You can also call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. If you are suffering from chronic pain, pick up the Relief Factor, try it today, and it will likely work for you because it has worked for thousands of people in the Blaze audience.
How many times are we going to tell you, don't just mask the pain with your over-the-counter ibuprofen,
narcotics,
aspirins,
even
all these different drugs that aren't really going to do anything. They're just going to mask it for a little while. Just skip that part.
Just go right to
the
inflammation.
Relief, all right?
Relief Factor, relieffactor.com, or 800-500-8384.
Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson. We'll be right back on the Blaze Radio Network.
Homeowners, why throw away hundreds of dollars every month to the electric company when you can save thousands of dollars over time with a solar energy system? Green Solar Technologies is proud to be a platinum installer for Solar World, the country's top-selling manufacturer of American-made solar panels. Call 800-519-2170 for a free estimate and take advantage of tax credits, grants, and rebates which won't last forever. Stop paying high energy bills and start saving money by calling 800-519-2170. 800-519-2170.
Yeah. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.
What?
I said when the banners don't work, they're going to hire a cloud rider and write
"Surrender, Mitch."
In the wrong state, they'll put the cloud writing in the wrong state.
All right, what are you talking, Mitch McConnell, with our Wicked Witch of the West, like cloud writing?
They'll do it like over Seattle. Mitch McConnell.
It is so difficult for me to not completely melt down on people on Twitter. I just happened to stumble on via the ultraviolet website.
Oh, good Lord.
Feminist. They retweeted some guy who is from the Center for American Progress, blah, blah, whatever. And he tweets out a picture of, this would have been a couple days ago, a week ago, people protesting at Reagan International Airport, hands off our health care, something. I don't know why. I guess you're targeting senators and congressmen returning to the inside the Beltway, whatever.
Right, right.
But in large, all bold or all capitals, it's just a tax cut for the rich.
That's what they think of the health care.
If you think that, you're an idiot.
You are.
You are a moron. You are not informed. I don't like it. It's wrong, whatever. Tax cut for the rich? How? How? How is it?
How is that a tax cut for the rich?
How does that help, though? They're like, aha, this is the one. This is the one's going to make us millions each. Please, come on.
Yeah.
Or you're doing this to just get people to back off of Obamacare reform, in which case it's shameful. I'm so tired of the talking points. We got to do something different.
And they don't, I love how they just throw out accusations like that without any proof or any, like,
you don't
how
have
is it
to
a tax
now.
Cut for the rich?
You don't have to.
Can you explain to me how that works?
Yeah, it's not, but they don't care. It just doesn't matter. All right, more tweets with the hashtag what I learned today at Doc Thompson, Joe at Cal79, and at Real Chris Cruz.
I missed it. Where'd it go?
Wow. Okay. This is like
a
really slow rehearsal so far.
You know how the feed moves?
Yeah, that's why you click on it and you're good. Then you keep it open.
No, but then it moved like before I could click on it. Oh, Sleeve did it, tweeted.
Hey, Chris, do you got time to come in and check out some of the
US
tweets?
US Americans and ultraviolet don't have maps.
One more.
From Sleeve did it. Like such as the, like, you know, remember that girl who like let such,
oh,
like
such
as
in the Iraq. And yeah, that was the girl running
like such
for
as
Miss
the
Team
US
USA.
Americans in ultraviolet don't have maps.
Wow.
You rang.
I'm just saying, maybe we could use some help with tweets here. Maybe not. Maybe I'm. Maybe
you got
I'm
it,
too
or
critical.
You need me? You need some backup?
Go for it.
Oh, okay. Because you have, you know, TMB listener 101 and a half. The Russians hacked the TMB.
They apparently did just now.
Just right now.
By the way,
Ukrainians.
If they hadn't hacked us, Cal would have had all the tweets.
I
had them all ready to go.
I would have had them all ready to go.
Blah, blah, blah.
Love the blah, blah, blah.
If your day doesn't go just as you plan it to, blame the cyber attack.
It was a cyber attack.
It was
That's
a cyber
what it was.
Attack.
I'm going to blame that all over today.
Yeah.
Kool-Aid with a C also tweeting out what I learned today. It's too early to be angry. Not you, Doc. Just talking about me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, but how do we know that you're angry? Like, you need to tell
me
us.
Me or them?
Them. It's like...
Oh.
Do they think that we...
No, maybe they have something going on at home.
Well, Kool-Aid, give us more information.
Slipshift tweeted, angry? No, don't negotiate. Repeal this bloody thing.
Thank you.
Bloody.
Done with it. I started thinking yesterday, and I think I was on Think Tank or maybe just casually in the hall with some of the people on Think Tank yesterday. I said, if we're going to do this thing, I think this is an opportunity with healthcare to say, we have got to go completely different direction. But we cannot say repeal, replace, free market, because we lose half the country right off. Hell, we can't even get conservatives or people who allege to be conservatives on this thing.
No.
Because half of them have sold out for the Republican Party. But we can't reuse those buzz phrases because they shut down. We've been talking about that a lot around here, even with Glenn. He's been talking about how we do things differently. It has to be a system that we have not tried in a long time, because everything we've tried in the last 30, 40, 50 years has not worked. It has just led to higher insurance costs and higher healthcare costs in general. So what do? We go back to a free market approach. We know it, but we can't say that. So what we have to do is repeal Obamacare, go back to pre-Obamacare, and then go back prior to all the government rules and regulations and craft something new. We just can't say it. So we have to approach it with a new marketing plan idea crafted that doesn't use these buzz phrases that cause them to shut down. For example, there are doctors who are now doing a one one blanket pay or fee per month for unlimited care. So they say, give us $50 a month if you're, you know, a younger generation, and you get unlimited care that includes this, this, and this. So you get 5 doctor visits, you get the colds this month, come on in. Mm-hmm. And it's a plan that works for them. We need to highlight stuff like that and go, like, we're shocked, right? Amazing, this works. Wow, there's other, you see what I'm saying?
You're going, pretend like maybe you didn't see it coming.
Exactly. And we say, wow, this stuff works, and promote stuff like that, and maybe they go, oh.
Yeah, you're right. It's just like Taylor Swift said, everything has changed.
Okay, why? What is with everybody quoting Taylor Swift? Somebody did yesterday, a guest. Yesterday on Think Tank, somebody tweeted it out. You're tweeting or quoting Taylor Swift?
You know, shake it off, Doc. Shake
okay,
it
what is Blaze
with Doc Taylor Thompson? Swift?
The Blaze Radio Network.
Thompson. I'm a little sluggish. I'm a little out of it. I've been on the back on the diet for a couple of days now, and I'm kind of jonesing for the stuff I can't eat, and I'm a little foggy and out of it because that's what I'm blaming this.
You're sick?
So when you're healthy, you don't perform well? Is that what you're saying?
No, it's a, the first couple of days on it. You know, it's
you're supposed
changeover.
To be healthy right now. This is supposed to be up. You, all right, let's just move you on. Know, doing better, eating well.
What is going on in Venezuela?
What is not going on in Venezuela?
Okay, I know the socialist meltdown, but now there is a military coup. A helicopter attacked the Supreme Court.
Well, they're calling alleged. It because it's...
Depends on who you talk to.
Yeah. I don't think it's a coup. I just think they just want a new government.
But it was a military helicopter.
It was a police helicopter.
Police helicopter, mm-hmm. which I guess could be a coup still, kind of, not as, you know, military-esque, it but was, attacked their Supreme Court.
Buildings around they did not yeah, attack
they fired
the actually,
upon the Venezuelan Supreme Court and Interior Ministry.
Yeah, it was not actually the building. It was just
okay.
Building
so even if this is a coup, how is that helping your coup to attack those buildings? Do they think Maduro was
well,
there?
Maduro, or? The president says that he's the one who's calling it a terrorist attack and a failed coup. But
well, what are the people that did it? So they took a helicopter and they what fired on him?
They just dropped grenades.
They shot oh, and well, then that's they it. Fired okay, some that's grenades. Some it's which
like
didn't blow
coming off. Like a wrecking ball.
Okay.
To quote another pop
singer. Yeah. Okay. Everything so is like teenage pop singers this morning.
So what was their what were they hoping to scare Maduro into?
Well, according to Oscar Perez, which is the I guess the guy who flew the
he's the police pilot who
yeah. Oscar
alleged police
Oscar
pilot
Perez.
Who flew the helicopter.
Okay.
Who released a statement later, video statements.
And where did he release them?
On Instagram. That's where you wow, get all the youth.
The world has changed.
Seriously. No, you know, you're right. The world has changed. But here's the thing, Oscar Perez. It's a 5-minute video. Instagram allows you to do 1-minute videos. So there's 5 posts of this one video. Maybe next time you put it on YouTube, then just put a link.
Well, you could do that.
I'm just saying. If you
and
want to
furthermore, click on the next video.
Overthrow a government and figure out social media. Give him a break, Chris. Okay.
Wow. All I'm saying is, you know, Mr. Oscar Perez Investigador.
So weird. I mean, why not post it on Pinterest? And here's how to make a cake that looks like a sandwich.
It looks like a helicopter throwing
looks
grenades.
Like a helicopter throwing grenades. Okay, so he's, I guess, trying to scare Maduro into abdicating, taking off, getting the
yeah,
heck out
so
of there.
Yeah, so according to his motives are that the Venezuelan people have been taken advantage by the
state. Of course,
state.
They are. They've been screwed.
And this is really interesting what he's saying. We have a coalition inside the military, police, and civilians in search for balance and against the criminal government. We have 2 choices. Be judged tomorrow by our consequences and the people, or begin today to free ourselves from this corrupt government. I agree.
He's absolutely right. Across the only question is, who is he? I mean, that could be a patriot who believes in democratic principles mm-hmm. and freedom saying that, or this could be the next dictator saying that.
Exactly.
You don't
like,
know.
You don't want to be like... The thing that scares me about this is he another Maduro, which is the current sitting president.
Right, who came in to try to clean things up after...
and we see this over and over and
Chavez.
Over again, where they go, I got the solutions, blah, 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 and they put him into power.
Yeah.
Oh, another dictator.
And by the way, when things are bad, you're willing, okay, I'll roll the dice on something different. Sure. Something different isn't always good.
There's lots of allegations. So Maduro said that one of the pilots involved in the attack used to fly for his former interior minister, Miguel Rodriguez Torres. Did I say that right?
Yes.
Thank you. He's accusing Miguel, the former interior minister, of working for the CIA, and that the CIA is actually pulling the strings, saying that they're trying to oust Maduro. And
why is the CIA trying to oust Maduro? That makes no sense.
Well, he's saying that Torres, who's the former interior minister, has been leading a campaign against Maduro made up of leftist supporters of the late Hugo Chavez.
Yeah, but I don't understand. See, you could claim that if you're certain company or countries or of strategic importance, or why would the CIA be so concerned with that? The country's melting down. It's not really affecting the U.S. that much. And by the way, even though they are the world's largest supply of crude oil, that you would think, okay, gas prices are high, so that's the reason the CIA is to bring her. Gas prices are low right now, so
yeah.
I don't. The CIA really would not be involved in something like
that. And then to that, I really don't get this, because Maduro addressed the United States after the attack and says, listen, President Trump, you have no responsibility. You have the responsibility. Stop the madness of the violence, Venezuelan right wing. Why does Trump?
What does America have to do with this?
Like,
have we put a blockade around Venezuela? I mean, we have sanctions against them, but
like, why are we getting? Why does President Trump have the responsibility to stop the madness? Last time I checked, he's the president of the United States.
Right, exactly.
Not the president of Venezuela.
And by the way, Maduro, if you want him to stop the madness, so you're supporting Trump's ideas?
Yeah.
Okay, so you support the Trump doctrines. Is that it?
I guess.
Great, he's on board. Great. Come on, he doesn't. He's just looking at Trump to be some sort of scapegoat, the person you want to blame everything on. Everybody has, when things are going wrong, you need somebody to blame when you're a dictator like that. Who did Hitler blame? The Jews. It's all the Jews' fault. It's not your fault that Germany sucks right now, that we've made bad decisions, that the economy sucks. It's not yours. The Jews have all the money. Let's go get them. That's what he told everybody.
Keep rid of him, Robert.
So what? It's the CIA and Donald Trump.
Well, then the other side is saying, the opposition is saying that it was all staged and that this is just an opportunity for Maduro to clamp down even more on the opposition and on opposing forces. Just a reason for him to, pass more. Because I think where is it here?
That may be what it is. It could be. But even so, that's not going to help him. I mean, that is at best a temporary, 12-hour delay where people are like, what's going on, Maduro? Okay, and then they're back. Because bottom line, their life sucks. It's not a matter of, in Venezuela right now, I don't have very many options with my health care. It's not a matter of, I don't have that coupon. It's not a matter of, I only have one choice when it comes to toilet tissue. No, they don't have food.
Where am I going to eat?
No. They don't have food. They don't have choice. It's not that they don't have a choice in food. They don't have food.
They don't have food, period.
They're starving. Collectively, the people of Venezuela have dropped weight, like, what was it, 20 pounds or something?
They're on the North Korea diet.
Yeah, they really,
no,
Chris,
they are
this close to that.
Because the reason I say is because my landlord, she's from Peru, and she has friends in Venezuela, and she was telling me there's this coalition of people that are literally going to different places in South America and Central America just to get cans and get those cans to the Venezuelan people. They're trying. It's really interesting because I'm seeing here the coup history. So in 92, Hugo Chavez tried to overthrow Carlos Perez.
Mm-hmm.
He failed, got arrested. Then he got elected as president in 98. Then in 2002...
Because it's marketed as he was the hero that was taken, that the government threw in prison because he had the right ideas for the people.
Yep, and then in 2002, Chavez himself survived an attempt for the coup by the rebels. Months later, securities fooled another attempt by leading political and military opposition figures. Fascinating.
And the sad part is, these people have been brainwashed with socialism.
Oh my God, yeah.
For decades and decades. So even if you go in and you're like, okay, your life sucks, we could do something different. They always think it's some greater step into socialism, communist government control.
And it's really interesting that all these people here in the United States will wear like shirts, like Chavez shirts.
Che Guevara and stuff.
Yeah, and all that stuff. And I'm like, over the weekend, the Venezuelan police killed one or two protesters because they were protesting. And there's videos out there. It's like, is this what you want? Because this is where we're going right now.
I was thinking of like how far are we from something like, how far are we from a Venezuela situation here in the U.S.?
Well, think about what Chris said too. So there, people are like, all right, socialism and Chavez and all of that nonsense. Right. The police killed people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're speaking against the police and the government, whatever. Mm-hmm. We're going to go in and actively. You don't even have to be protesting. We're going to go find suspected dissidents, right? Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, in America, when there is a gray area about whether a cop acted inappropriately, maybe he didn't. People are like, outrage, we've got to go. Lock the cop up. Go after him. Over there, the government's actually going out and killing the citizens. Yep. Now, there are some of those cases where cops did kill people wrongly in America, but it doesn't matter. Even the ones where the cops are exonerated, where it's obvious the person did wrong, like Mike Brown. He attacked a cop and went for the cop's gun. He did wrong and was shot. Outraged. By the way, you know how much money his parents got?
I saw it
reported.
I sent it to you.
They settled. Did you see what they got with the paycheck? Because at first it was not disclosed. No. I think it was CNN reported. $3 million is what I saw.
Yep.
They were asking for, wasn't it a... $75,000 for his bills or something like that. And we're like...
And I told you it was in the millions. You guys were like, no, I can't. I said $25 million. Because I was like, how the hell you can't like just be like, no, we're going to tell you. When I saw the numbers, I sent it to you. I was like, oh, I told you in the millions.
Yeah.
Even though he was in the wrong.
Yeah. Because remember, the burden of proof is different for civil. So criminal, you have to have everybody on board saying, innocent or guilty. That's how it is. That's the final. But the burden of proof is different. It's a much lower threshold when it comes to civil suits. So that's the reason you'll see often people acquitted. They don't go to jail, but then the civil suit, they end up owing people gobs and gobs of money. That was Ron Goldman in the O.J. Simpson case.
Oh, yeah.
The first time around, he didn't go to jail. He was, don't fit, acquit.
Mm-hmm.
But he ended up owing Ron Goldman $100 million or something, whatever it was. It was huge amounts. That's what it is. So in this scenario, it ends up being a payday.
I mean, no money can replace a child. You lose, but still, it's like $3 million.
Yeah, and I don't think anyone's going to turn down the money, but Mike Brown was wrong.
Yeah.
Did he? The argument always is from people who are against the cops, but did he deserve to die for being wrong? They paint it that way. Or, so the cop got to be judge, jury, and executioner?
If he was defending his life, yeah.
That's the part they miss. Mike Brown attacked a cop and went for his gun. Done.
Yeah.
You don't get the luxury of going through a trial at that point. You, the person who was killed, in this case, Mike Brown, are responsible for deciding you didn't want it to go to trial.
I mean, if you're going to do that, you got to, in your head, you made that decision to, put your own life on the line.
Right. That was his. That wasn't the cops. That was Mike Brown's decision.
It wasn't like the cop just rolled up and shot him.
No. Dawn to Dusk is an extended release energy supplement, which lasts up to 10 hours, increasing energy, improving moods, and stimulating your brain. It's brought to you by Brick House Nutrition. We've told you about it for a while now. And if you didn't get to the website, it's Brick House Doc, because that's the parent company, Brick House. And they put Doc next to it, so hopefully you can remember it via this program. BrickHouseDoc.com. You want 15% off? Go to BrickHouseDoc.com and also use the promo code DOC.
Yeah, the only way I get through my day, because this last week has been exhausting. I have slept maybe 3 hours a night, and the only way I got through was with my Dawn to Dusk. Extended relief, it comes out slowly throughout the day. It's not a shot all at once. It doesn't give you the jitters like those energy drinks and stuff. Don't use that stuff. The Dawn to Dusk is what you need. It gives you your energy to fill through the day.
Yeah, you don't want to be taking the stuff and then having to drive your wife to the hospital and go, okay, we're here, honey. You want something? Can I go? Whatever. Your wife would have slapped you around for
shakes.
That.
She slaps me around pretty
regularly. Oh, okay.
So
this has just been another excuse.
Slap me around for another excuse. Yeah. I don't want that. No way. No. No.
All right. It's Dawn to Dusk. Remember, BrickHouseDoc.com, promo code DOC at checkout, and you'll get 15% off. BrickHouseDoc.com.
This is
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
The Blaze Radio Network.
Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
All right, here we go. Tweets coming in, hashtag what I learned today. That one's weird. I'm not sure what they mean by that. Okay, interesting. Let's see. Steve Sexton tweeting, so wait, the Venezuela hasn't been stirred by a lack of access to high-speed internet. Wow. That's not what's driving them.
No.
Let's see. Sleeve did it. Bet Mike Brown's parents are crying all the way to the bank in his or her Rolls Royce.
That's a nice car. I saw the Rolls Royce for the first time, like, close. It's a nice car.
You've just the Rolls seen Royce. This? Is just the epiphany you've had?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kool-Aid drinker tweeted hashtag what I learned today. Obviously, the Russians hacked Venezuela, set up the CIA, and stole 20 pounds from each person.
That's likely what they did. They're redistributing the pounds.
Exactly.
So the video of the guy, the leader of the coup, what's his name? Oscar Perez.
Oscar
Perez. He did 5 1-minute clips on Instagram because you can only do up to a minute. And we just watched part of them. Wow, is that bad.
It's literally a diehard villain.
Yeah.
No. It's like the outtakes. The screen test of somebody applying for the job, testing to be the diehard villain.
I would like to be
diehard.
Diehard
is too high of a threshold. I'd bring it down to like commando level.
Okay, commando. So the people auditioning to be at commando. It is so cheesy. So there's the main guy. You could see his face. He's reading from a prepared statement.
Right. And he's got like
five papers.
Right, from the paper. And he's going through it. Four dudes standing behind him. One of them, I mean, he's swaying back and forth. Like, how long are we going to have to record this thing?
He's got to go to the bathroom. I think he needs to hit the head.
At one point, he goes, Viva la Venezuela! And they go, Viva! Right?
Yeah, exactly. They're supposed to co-sign with Viva.
Right, Viva. And they raise their fist in the air, but the two in the very back don't. And we look closely and...
Upon further inspection...
They look like silhouettes.
The two in the back are not real dudes.
It's either a mannequin, a silhouette, a cutout.
Something. It's not real people.
We're going to tweet out a link to just that one, Chris, would you?
Okay.
Because there's five clips to this one. And tell us, it's at the end of the 1 minute clip, or towards the end, Ryan?
Yeah. It's the last clip is like maybe 20 seconds.
Oh, okay. That's 20 seconds. But towards the end of it, you'll see them raise their fist and tell us, are those two cats in the back real?
They're not. They're totally not. They don't move at all. And you can't see, it's just a black.
And by the way, the other cats have masks on. Yeah. So you couldn't find two other people to just stand behind you and raise their fist and say, Viva?
You're going to get the janitor over just to
put
this hood on.
Your wife or somebody's like, I know, he's not going to see your face. Just
put
yell,
this hood on.
Fist in the air and yell Viva when I say it.
We can't see you.
And look at the pause. He goes, Viva la Venezuela. And there's like one. Viva!
Viva!
Viva, that was our cue. Come on, shoot it again. Come on.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
Part of the next generation of talk radio.
This is the Blaze Radio Network.
The collision of common sense and comedy. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
I don't know what it is, but I could watch videos of people falling for hours. I don't. What is it about people falling that is
I don't
so
know, it's
funny?
It's the banana peel thing.
It should not be that funny, but it's really. Have you seen the hours and hours of videos that are up for people just falling?
There's literally TV shows based on that. You ever see Ridiculousness?
No.
It's a show on MTV.
No.
Where all they do is play videos.
MTV's still around?
It is, believe it or not, it is.
You know they used to play music videos?
A long time ago.
The M stands for music.
Yeah. They have a show where they just play clips of people falling on YouTube, but it's like a half hour show. It's hilarious.
It shouldn't be
it's
funny.
Funny. I
could
just watch YouTube for that now.
Seriously,
cut out the middleman. But
no work done. Just
tripping, falling, just fails. You know, kids jumping up and down and then hitting. And it's not. And I feel bad because I'm like, I really shouldn't be laughing because it looks like they might be hurt. But it's so funny. I don't know what it is. The bikini fails are pretty funny too.
Yes, they are.
It was just girls chicks like at the beach or whatever. And
it's funny because they're always trying to look so sexy.
And then all of a sudden,
like,
giant
a wave comes by and just
they didn't see it coming. So funny. All right, we tweeted out a link at Doc Thompson Show to the video of the guys who were supposedly behind the coup in Venezuela. I need to know, though, do you think it's the guys behind him
the
are...
The two in the back.
The two in the back. The totally. Ones on the side looks like... They could be animatrons, though, too.
It's so AI. Obvious now that that we look at it.
That they are just silhouettes, right?
They're not moving at all.
And if not, why didn't they raise their hands? Were they just sync with them?
They didn't move at all. Like, the guy says, Viva Venezuela. The other two react. These two in the back don't... And even throughout the video, I mean, it's almost impossible to stand still and not move at all.
Right. In fact, the guy on the left is swaying all over like he's been at the bar
like
all afternoon.
He's got to go to the bathroom or something,
I mean, it's like Jeffy standing next to you.
The two in the back don't move at all. And it's just, you don't even, you know, if it was a real person, you'd see some sort of three-dimension of like a face
very
or something.
Flat.
It's just black.
It looks like the one in the back on the left may move a little bit with his hand, but I think it's really just a shadow
it's
in that from the first guy. So anyways, check it out. It's at Doc Thompson Show.
We've scoured news agencies from around the world to find the most profound headlines.
Happy National Paul Bunyan Day.
That's my favorite day.
He's described as a giant.
I wore my plaid red lumberjack shirt.
Okay,
Where's yours?
Yesterday I said, so you have National Chocolate Day where it's like, woohoo, good, celebrate chocolate. And then it's like National Ricketts Day or Leaking Navel Syndrome Day where you're like... We're just awareness.
Yeah. National Paul Bunyan.
How does Paul Bunyan fall? Are we raising awareness? Oh my God. Some people have the Paul Bunyan.
Here's what
you're seeing how large their head is.
Read one or several of the Paul Bunyan tales and then share your experience.
So this is celebratory, like chocolate day?
Uh huh.
Wow. Yep. I would think that there are a lot. You can't come up with 365 things to celebrate before Paul Bunyan.
And remember to share it on social media using the hashtag National Paul Bunyan Day.
All right, I call to order this meeting of the Paul Bunyan Society, and we're just not getting the attention, the traction we want.
We need a petition for a national holiday.
What with chocolate and chips and every other food item
donuts,
being more important.
Ice cream.
And then everything else in the universe being more important. Mm. We got to find a way to.
Don't forget, he created the Grand Canyon.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And the Great Lakes, so that Babe the Big Blue Ox
something
would
to
have
drink
something
there.
To drink. So, there you have it. It
what
was a simple. It was a simpler time.
By that, you mean a stupid time.
Exactly.
Okay, gotcha, all right.
If you haven't seen...
the guys who were looking at videos of people falling down.
People falling at all.
It's better than Paul Bunyan. You show Paul Bunyan with a bikini getting hit by a wave, I'll check it out.
If you haven't seen the video of the guy getting hit by the bus and then going into the bar, that's on the Blaze.
That is wild. You
we
check
just,
it out.
Yeah, we just tweeted that one out. Yeah. And I mean, he gets knocked on his butt and gets right back up.
Yeah.
He doesn't get run over.
No.
He's like, it's behind him. It slams and throws him out of the way against the wall. And he gets up and walks right into the bar.
Watch the video and let us know what you think. It is crazy. Consumer alert, there's a Broadway show that's causing audiences to vomit, faint, and a whole lot more. Any guesses?
Rosie O'Donnell is starring in a Broadway show.
Thank you. Yeah. They'll slow on the bell. No, this is a an adaptation of the George Orwell classic 1984.
Why is it causing them? Is it just that graphic?
Well, it's because, you know, the whole thing. That
like the torture scenes?
The torture scenes and the graphic descriptions. And, of course, sales skyrocketed after President Trump's inauguration.
I'd like to see the performance. 1984 is amazing.
Way ahead of its time.
If you haven't read the torture scene, I had to stop and I'm like, okay, I'm taking a little break here and whatever. And it's not torture. It's like two chapters, isn't it? Like the last several chapters. Horrible.
Well,
but solid. Wow.
If you decide to go to the Broadway play, bring a barf bag.
Wait a minute. And now suddenly the progressives are like, wow, this 1984 thing, big government.
Yep.
This is amazing to me.
It's so accurate right now.
Right. Ta-da. It was also accurate. It's not about whose policies are right or wrong. You know what they have in common? Both big government crap. But you only see the big government crap when it's...
Not yours.
Not yours. Okay.
Right. Oh, and by the way, get ready to party like it's 1995. Guess what's coming back? Something different.
Oh, Zima. Something different. I saw that on the website these other day. That is Zima. Do you remember Something Different, Cal?
I do remember Zima's, yeah.
You know what the Something Different was?
It was
sucky.
It was not
sucky.
Very good.
Terrible.
You know, Pepsi, what was it? Pepsi, Crystal Pepsi.
Oh,
remember
that was horrible, yeah.
That's coming back, too.
Why?
They're bringing them both back.
We got nothing.
We got nothing here, but they're bringing them back.
You know, I just called to order Pepsi meeting here, the corporate. We need some ideas, and apparently
what do you got, Bob?
Well, our Paul Bunyan campaign with Pepsi kind of failed, so how about Crystal Pepsi? That's what we got.
That sounds great. What's for lunch?
That's your idea, yeah. Bob. Crystal Pepsi.
And if this doesn't work, Pepsi Free from the 80s. That's where bring it back.
Right. Well, and you might want to bring along the Zima if you get thrown in jail in Johannesburg. It'll go along with the strippers. They brought in strippers to celebrate Youth Month at Johannesburg Prison.
Okay. Couple of questions.
Nah. How to celebrate in Johannesburg.
It's a prison. It's prison. Why are you celebrating in Youth Month in prison? I would think that's something you wouldn't. And then strippers for the youth, and then strippers in prison in general.
To be fair, the prison administration has made a point to stress that this sort of entertainment is not approved by the prison, nor is the choice of clothing and behavior inside the prison.
I saw some of the still shots of that, and these are strippers. They're out like in the exercise yard there. They're all up on guys, and the guys are up on them. And I was like, okay, so the prison doesn't approve, then how did they get in?
Well, they're launching a probe.
And they're looking into how they got in.
Exactly. Thank you very much.
They didn't go back through that that tube that Andy Dufresne came out of, did they?
I hope not.
All right, we got him in. Here's the okay. Never mind.
Bring your barf bag. Meanwhile, in Oklahoma, this is a bizarre story. So Harold English recently got out of prison, moved in with his mother-in-law. He's a convicted sex offender. His mother's property is right next door to the victim's.
Wow, that is really, really horrible. Aren't there like laws you got to stay 100 feet?
Oklahoma law prohibits sex offenders from living near schools and public grounds, but it does not stop convicts from living next door to the victim, who, by the way, is also his niece.
Whoa.
Oh, okay. Well, that's...
They're trying to get that law changed.
But, I mean, that's family, so at least you know the guys, what I mean. So, but it's bad enough that you're by the victim. Can you imagine, like, every day you leave your school, there's pizza. Morning. Not enough.
How you doing?
Hey. How you doing? Hey, by the way, sorry again.
Yeah.
Sorry about the whole, you know, repeated molestation that's going to scar you for life.
I love what you're doing with the front garden, though.
Yeah.
Those gnomes.
I was just in a bad place in my life at that, but you don't need to live to school, do you?
I should go put on pants, shouldn't I?
It's horrible.
So, northern Swiss city of Schaffhausen.
Schaffhausen.
Love the city of Schaffhausen, except if you are going swimming there, beware of the angry beavers. An 8-year-old boy was bitten while swimming there. His father told the newspaper named Chris in the other room.
The father said he was bitten by an angry beaver, and then his father promptly went swimming. Son, that was an angry beaver. Go home. I'll take care of this one.
Later the same evening, a woman was bitten so badly she had to have stitches.
Now there are flocks of men just on the banks watching the woman get bitten by the angry beaver.
I think it's an appropriate time for our transgender update.
Well, of course.
Dateline Pakistan.
Whoa, this is not going to be good. No. Somebody's getting executed here.
Oh, no. Okay. They just issued their first passport with a transgender category. And this is the weird thing. Here's the headline. Pakistan, one of the most conservative countries in the world.
Yeah.
One that still considers homosexuality a crime. Condones child marriage and attempted to legalize spousal abuse?
Right.
How are those conservative values?
Oh, my God. That sounds like...
That doesn't make sense.
No, I mean...
Right?
Yeah, I guess you're right about that.
It's so...
back-ass words there.
Has a separate gender category in their passport, or in their passport now. X for transgender citizens.
Oh, I know what it is. Because it wasn't said, I'm like, these people, they don't like the homotype sexuals, right. You know, they whatever. And I'm like, why would they knowingly put this on there? So you know who to beat the hell out of.
That's what it is.
In fact, not
Show
me and you.
Show us your passport, my friend. Then,
oh, okay, this says it's the legal right to just.
Is the X. Get him!
Yes. Right. Right.
That's what it is. Get him! Hang him by his... Whatever he has,
or she, as the case may be, it does not matter.
Was that Jeff Dunham above it? I kill you,
Ahmed.
Ahmed, yes, the dead terrorist.
I kill you.
All right, one more.
We are making long reforms in Pakistan by making it okay to beat the crap out of your wife when she acts up. True progress.
Doc, question: what's one of your testicles worth?
Mine?
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm going to throw off the curve here. So I don't know if you're looking for a statistic
there.
Really,
you got to pull out the scale, weigh it, measure. So are we going by ounces?
Put that away.
And what is it worth to me or other people?
If you were going to take it out and give it to somebody.
If I'm doing the circuit, what is the...
How much would you take if I said...
What are my life earnings with it worth?
I want one of your testicles right now. How much?
Can we isolate that?
I already have three, two and a half, third one on the way.
Would you
surgically removed?
Uh-huh, yes.
I'm not worried about aesthetic so much. And they do have nudicles.
That's right.
I don't know. $20.
Really?
I'll give you
recovery time.
Yes.
I don't know. Honestly, you give me $50,000, you can have it.
How about $870,000?
Oh, done. You can have both of them for that at this point. I'm not using them.
What a guy in Pennsylvania. You have to ask Doc's wife.
I was
going to
say they're at home in the kitchen.
Yeah. $870,000. That's what a guy in Pennsylvania got when a surgeon removed the wrong one.
Oh, wow.
He'd been suffering.
Does he have kids?
He doesn't say. He's 53 years old, 54. He's been suffering from chronic testicle pain for 15 years.
Oh. Guess what? It's not getting any better.
Nope. So he paid the urologist and he took out the wrong one.
So I want a real number here. To have it surgically removed, they'll take care of all the medical bills. On top of that, how much money?
Both of them?
Yes.
Can I keep one?
No, just one. Just one.
Just one?
You can still have kids with that, by the way.
I'd probably sell it for like...
You got to raise two kids coming here.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say half a mil. $500,000, you can have it.
Wow, you're way too high on this one. Chris Cruz.
Cheapskate.
Give me a ballpark. $10,000.
$10,000? That's all?
Nut is worth?
Yeah. I think you could talk me down to 25, and by 20, probably 20. 25, I mean probably 20. Wow. At this point.
Look, I never do this. $10.
I'm there. Yeah, the price is different in New Smyrna Beach, by the way. Kirk, I want a legitimate price. Surgically removed. They take care of all the medical bills.
Man, I'm saying a million. Like, that's...
The young and the foolish.
Yes.
I can't see that.
Trust me, if you
know,
revisit this
Beach,
question...
They're not going to... They're giving them away practically.
If you revisit this question 25 years from now, your price is going to come down dramatically.
Yeah, we'll see about that, I guess.
It will. Yeah, that's going to change. All right, let me get a break in. Improved health, amazing incentives, and great life insurance. That's Health IQ. Health IQ believes that health-conscious people deserve lower rates, so they've developed a system to do just that. They work with insurance companies to get you the best deals based on your personal story and personal responsibility. So they've already helped tens of thousands of people secure billions in insurance coverage, and now they're ready to help you. You can log on to get a free quote, find out more information. Just go to healthiq.com/blaze. It's healthiq.com/blaze. You simply answer some questions about your lifestyle, how you live, how fast you run a mile, and they're going to give you a quote. See, historically, if you went to get life insurance, they would say, well, there's a history of this in your family and of that, so we're going to penalize you.
Right.
You're going to have high. But nobody said, hey, if I'm leading a healthy life, shouldn't I get better?
Yeah.
No one's ever done that.
Hey, I run 10 miles a day.
Of course you should.
I eat healthy. I'm under the
we do that in other
overweight.
Yeah, in other circumstances. So it took them years to compile all the data and work with the insurance companies to say, we can pull this off, and now they can. It's already been proven. Like I said, they've helped tens of thousands of people, and they can help you today. All you have to do is log on healthiq.com/blaze. healthiq.com/blaze. They'll give you the little test and give you a free quote right off.
And you never realize how important, you never realize how much you need it until it's too late. So it's important to get it beforehand.
Health,
life insurance is a big part of it.
Oh, absolutely. healthiq.com/blaze.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
The Blaze Radio Network.
Sandusky, Ohio man was arrested on a misdemeanor charge of domestic violence over the weekend. Cops say 63-year-old Richard T. Wilson Sr. beat his wife with one of his prosthetic legs.
Oh, it's horrible.
That's not funny.
Wow. No, it's very troubling.
Couldn't find something else?
It's not funny.
No, it's
one
not.
Of his prosthetic legs.
One.
So...
Couldn't
not,
you just
that's not funny
run away?
That's what I'm...
Knock the other...
This is what I'm... I don't understand this. There seems to be some logistical fails. Yes, he clearly was wrong. I just don't know how he pulled it off.
When you say one of, does that mean like...
And I also don't know how he beat her with it. What?
Was it like a spare one or was it
no,
like...
No, apparently, I think he has two. It says it threw... At first, he started off, he threw one of his prosthetic legs at her, striking her in the head. Then threw her to the ground and...
Wait a minute, how did he throw her to the ground?
Did he hop over? He must have really good balance.
Wow.
I don't know. Yeah. They said when the officers responded, he became disorderly then as well. But he denies assaulting his wife.
Flopped around on the floor.
Right.
I was simply getting rid of my leg, officer. I didn't mean to hit her with it.
I just threw it in that general direction.
It wasn't
I didn't know.
Meant
it
was...
So he throws one. So he's presumably standing on the other one.
Yeah.
But then he has to do something to get the other one off to hit her with it.
Right. I don't
so
know.
He has to sit down.
Unless this was a spare leg.
That's what I mean. I think he's got a few of them, and this was a spare one on the side, and he just grabbed
it. You got to keep those around for just such an emergency.
Even then, he's hopping.
He's hopping, though,
he's
right.
He's hopping. I'm pretty sure I can outrun a hopping man.
Probably. You
know. Most likely.
Yeah, I'm not sure you can. I can. Yeah. I would think most normal people can. I don't know if you can. You're getting up there.
Laughing.
And was it one of those, you know, the new ones that, like, they're like...
Animal? The blade?
Yeah, the blade. It's like reversed of what a normal leg looks like. So you can, like, it's a bit more like an animal leg.
I think these things are germane to the story, though. Right? I mean, you want to know. I'm certainly going to want to know if I'm on the jury.
You're going to ask a lot. I have a question. Yes, juror number six. Is this an extra one laying around, or was it like one of his spare ones?
Are both of your legs? What's the, I don't know.
Sir, it's not really relevant to the conversation here. All
she told police
that
her wrist injuries came from trying to block him from hitting her with his other leg.
With his other leg.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now he denies this. There'll likely be a trial. We'll get through this whole thing. Even if it's true, though, when we find out that he did assault her, with his legs, there may be some a bigger story or a bigger issue that's really gone unrepeated.
Which is?
He was armed.
Let's see what you did there.
What do you mean? He didn't have the legs anymore, but he likely was armed still, right?
I quit and you're fired.
Celebrity chef Patrick Mosher, the food biz pro, coming up next on this, The Morning Blaze.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.
Celebrity Chef Patrick talks business and food trends with Doc Thompson and the Always Hungry Morning Blaze crew.
Patrick Mosher, how are you, sir?
Good morning, Doc. I'm doing well. Yourself?
I'm doing all right. This is probably a bad day for me to talk food. I've started the diet again, and I'm jonesing for a lot of stuff I can't eat. So let's go ahead and torch it.
I'm not doing any of that, so let's hear it.
Let's talk about bacon. No. Let's not talk about
I can have bacon. I can have that. We can talk about bacon. I just can't have the...
Let's talk about other stuff.
All right, sounds good. What kind of food trends are we witnessing out and about?
I've been kind of looking over the last 12 to 18 months worth of food fads that didn't become trends.
Oh, failed fads.
Failed fads, yeah. You guys hit on one this morning with the whole Zima thing.
What
was up with the clear beverages? You know, last year Pepsi bought clear Pepsi Clearback in 2016.
So they did Pepsi Clear, and then the one you were talking about
Crystal
was
Pepsi.
Crystal Pepsi, which were different. You're right.
Crystal Pepsi. No, it's Coke Clear. They didn't bring that. It was the Crystal Pepsi? What were they thinking? Really, it feels
that it's that clean food thing. If it's clear, it's got to be good. It's not the. It doesn't have the.
Which is why I drink vodka, not rum.
Right,
exactly. It's good for me.
Right, or tequila.
Well, can they get rid of all the rainbow stuff then?
Oh, that's got to be, yeah, that's the unicorn. Is that what they're calling it now? I don't get what is the...
A unicorn drink?
Yeah, because you got the unicorn cappuccino or whatever it is from Starbucks, and then they had, like, other people have gotten on the term unicorn. We're going to have to ask Chris Cruz on this one. I'm sure he's all unicorned up on all this stuff. Well, it's not just drinks. It's they're taking the name unicorn and applying it to cupcakes and everything else. Is it just over-the-top sprinkly stuff with rainbows? What is it, Chris?
It's just like all the colors of the rainbow in a drink. So just basically
crazy over the top.
Crazy over the top. Okay. You got rainbow armpits, rainbow drinks,
it's
rainbow
because
food.
They poop rainbow.
Rainbow on.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
Yeah, they make bagels that are like rainbow colored.
Oh, I've seen those. Yeah, the rainbow.
It doesn't
bagels.
Really look. It doesn't look like. It looks like my kid got a hold of a Play-Doh kit and went to town. It doesn't look edible.
Yeah, I don't want that. That's not. That's like when they came out with the green ketchup. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
They had the green ketchup in like the 90s, around 2000, that I just could not get beyond. It was not ketchup.
I don't remember.
It's kind of like the Jell-O molds from the 70s or 60s.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. What other failed fads?
Casseroles made with canned soup. Anything they had cream of mushroom soup, except the green beans for Thanksgiving.
Those are a little different, yeah. What other failed fads have you noticed? Things they were trying to get going.
Spicy yogurt came out last year. Noosa, which is
ew.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, they had like a raspberry habanero, pineapple jalapeno, blackberry serrano. There was a mango sweet chili one that came out. Noosa is a great brand out of Boulder, Colorado, and their yogurts are really expensive, like $4 for a little 7 or 8 ounce container. It's really good, but I don't know what they were thinking.
Okay, so that actually, when you said spicy yogurt, I went fail. But then when you said some of the flavors, give me the flavors again.
Yeah, so they had... like a raspberry jalapeno or raspberry habanero, mango sweet chili was actually that one was pretty good, but the spice at the end was kind of weird. The blackberry serrano, that sounds interesting.
Interesting.
I never got that far. I never got that far.
Because I love habanero and mango together.
You made a mango habanero sauce.
I love that. I do it all the time.
All with the sweet stuff. If it's sweet and spicy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, yogurt throws me off a bit, but that could be good. So, Patrick, the night before last, I made a mango kind of syrup. So what I did is I took mango juice, just like the naked juice, so it was, juice. It wasn't a bunch of stuff in it, and condensed it down so it was a syrup. But I cooked a couple of habaneros in it, chopped up, and then I pureed them when they got, cooked down a little bit, and then cooked it down a little bit more. So it is a mango. It's spicy. It has a lot of kick to it. But I use that in other stuff then. I use it as a because I'm doing the whole 30. So I'll use that as a glaze, or I'll mix that with mayonnaise then, and I got kind of a mango habanero mayonnaise. And then I did a mango habanero chicken salad yesterday. And that's really good.
Mango habanero.
That sounds really good.
Yeah, and that's really simple. By the way, if you want to make, you cook the chicken and either shred it or cut it up however you want, separate. And then after it's cooled a little bit, add that mango habanero mayonnaise, like I said.
I'm not a fan of the weird combinations. Like, there was this place in New York once, this ice cream place that had touted like their green tea ice cream or their sweet corn ice cream or their red bean ice cream.
Brussels sprouts ice
cream. It's just weird.
Yeah, it's weird food.
Whatever happened to Rocky Road?
Yeah, that's a common thing in Asia. They have the red bean ice cream, and they have, like in the Philippines, they have the bizarre flavors. They have avocado ice cream.
Wow.
And all these strange kind of non-sweet.
Korean didn't have a lot of, they don't eat a lot of really sweet stuff. It's not, they don't use excessive amounts of sugar because they never had it. So one of the things that they would use, and they didn't have a lot of fruits that we think of. So they would make a lot of red bean stuff and they'd put a little sugar or something with it. And they have donuts that are filled with red beans, kind of a sweetened red bean.
It's
not bad.
Yeah.
It's not my favorite, but it's not bad.
They do Japanese pastries that way too, filled with a sweet red bean paste. I think that's something. The Asians get stuck on something; it's there forever. At least.
How many times have I said that?
They stick with it.
They're just
they stick with it. I don't love the green tea flavor and stuff. I like green tea, but I don't love it in a lot of desserts. It always ends up a little funky.
Okay,
for me.
Sometimes the ice cream's all right. It doesn't really taste like the green tea, and it's always a really good creamy ice cream, so that's all right. Mm. But we talked about like last year these pokey inspired bowls came around. Food on top of rice, and they kind of took that Japanese flavor and went a step further. They started making what they call sushi burgers, where they use sushi rice as the bun. Mm-hmm. And then they even went a step further and they had these ramen burgers where they used a molded, almost fried ramen noodle.
Those were big in New York for a while, I think.
Yeah, you know, they didn't last, thank God. Yeah. You know, if you're going to have a hamburger, just have a bun with it.
You know what, Patrick, you're right. There are some things, don't jazz it up. Just do something different if you want, right?
You know, and we talked about bacon. I love bacon. Bacon, everything has gone a bit far. When you have a Long John, you know, or an eclair is perfect. It's got the perfect pastry, you know, a custard filling, and a ganache chocolate coating. You don't need bacon on that. No offense, but you don't need bacon. It doesn't enhance anything except to detract from the flavors and the texture and the balance that's already there.
That's a good point. There are things like that. You're right. The eclairs are pretty special. They've got that one figured out.
And Jack in the Box had the bacon milkshake.
Yeah.
That was nasty.
Those don't work.
Ugh.
No, they don't. You know, there are a few things I thought were going to go away. You know, I saw that Bong Appetit show, and I thought the whole food with pot was going to get overdone.
You did say Bong Appetit.
Yeah. Bong Appetit.
There is a show called Bong Appetit. It's on Vice Channel. I saw it one time when I was like, huh, intriguing. They go to restaurants and then other people's houses.
I wanted a Twinkie.
No, the box of Twinkies.
Yeah.
They do a show that revolves around cooking with marijuana in the food because you can't do that in a restaurant yet. It's not legal.
Even in the states where it's legal, you can't do that in Colorado and places?
No, you can't.
Interesting.
You can buy things that are infused with marijuana in dispensaries. You can get drinks that have... I kind of jumped on the bandwagon, and I'm working on an edibles line in Colorado. So
interesting.
Look forward to coming to a store in Colorado near you.
And these are with some of the oils?
Yeah, so they have there's a line that has CBDs, right, which have no THC in them. There's no psychoactive effect. And then I don't ingest THC, which is kind of the comical thing, but I've been asked to help develop a line of products that have THC in them as well.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. So what type of things would there be? Would it be like pre-produced packaged stuff? Is that what you're talking?
Yeah, so there'll be a box of like mixed bonbons, truffles, chocolate bars. Actually, so that's one. I don't mind doing, we talked about a bacon or coffee-infused chocolate bar, which I think would be really flavorful.
That makes
really
sense,
flavorful.
Right.
Yeah. And then there are cookies and things like that. And I was requested to do a line of savory items like pizza sauces. I mean, look, you're going to go there anywhere. You're going to order pizza. You might as well just have it as the course that gets you high, I guess. Mm-hmm. I guess that was their thinking. I was thinking more like ice cream sandwich because that's the logical way to go for me.
Well, I don't understand the allure of this. Is this for people who don't want to smoke it and get the THC into their body other ways? That's the draw
to
it?
So the burning carbon and ingesting it into the body has become very undesirable, even from those who are into marijuana. And a lot of people, there's a whole market out there that's brand new. Once it became recreationally legal in a lot of states, well, four states, I guess, this new market opened up between 40 and 60 where they don't, they want to be discreet about it. They don't want to smell like it. They want a very low dosage. And edibles is what they call them. So these consumables that are pre-portioned, predetermined amounts of THC in them are a very discreet way and a very measured way to ingest it. And so they have everything from, like, his Snoop Dogg has a line in California.
Wow.
Where he does these really fancy-looking chocolate bars that are probably...
Yeah, he loves to cook, and he loves the ganj. So that's perfect for him, right?
I wonder if Martha Stewart actually helped him with his product line.
I'll bet she probably did. They're pals. That's interesting.
Never know. But anyway,
the two of them being stoned together would be a trip.
That would be. Oh, yeah. So do you have any interesting recipes posted we should know about?
Actually, I'm going to post some stuff here. It's summertime, right? Mm-hmm. What goes better with grilling than beer? So I'm gonna tweet a link to the best beers of summer for 2017, and there's something for everyone.
Oh, yeah. Man, I just, the microbrews are crazy. The small craft beer, it is
everything
not
from
slowing.
The Saison to the sours to,
I don't know how domestic beers survive. I mean, even some of these big beer brewers have gotten into the craft beers because they know they need other lines.
Well, they're starting to buy up all the, like, there are a lot of them here in Texas just got bought. St. Arnold's Brewery in downtown Houston got bought by one of the bigger companies. They don't do anything to affect their business model, but they know the money's there, so they bought them, swallowed them up, and that's happening all over the country.
And I don't mess around with the mass-produced domestic beers anymore. I don't screw around. I like the craft beers. I like them to have a little kick and some extra flavor. It doesn't have to be any crazy wild flavor. I just want it to be a
You don't
really
like Coors
fun.
Light?
No, I don't. That's not my
beer
thing.
Beer-flavored water?
And if you do... Yeah, and a friend of mine argued. He's like, well, you know, I have that stuff if I'm, like, at a ball game all day where I'm drinking all day so I don't get hammered. I'm like, how about this? How about don't have beer all day? Can you not... It's like,
How about start in the evening?
Yeah, I mean, they have this thing called Crystal Pepsi, apparently. Right? I mean, it's out there.
That's coming next. Crystal beer.
Crystal beer, exactly. All right. Check out Patrick's site. It's foodbizpro.com. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook, if you would. It's @foodbizpro, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Thanks, Patrick. Thanks. Appreciate you joining
us. Thanks, Doc.
If you know somebody that is suffering from chronic pain, or maybe you have been suffering from chronic pain, there is a solution. It's called Relief Factor, and the best part is it works. The second best part is it's really inexpensive. Just $19.95 will get you a 3-week quick start pack. Compare that with some of the methods of dealing with chronic pain. The narcotics, you know what some of these prescriptions run? Hundreds of dollars per month.
Through the roof.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy, and that's on top of other medication maybe you're on for other things. $19.95 for a 3-week. No, it doesn't. It's just masking it, and you have side effects. $19.95 for a 3-week quick start pack, and all you have to do is go to relieffactor.com. If you don't like doing it online, you can call them 800-500-8384. It's 800-500-8384. It gets rid of the pain, the chronic pain you've been experiencing, by getting rid of the inflammation. It's worked for Cal and me and Chris and Brad and Keith and all kinds of people around here. And we have countless stories of people emailing us, calling us, and telling us, oh my gosh, thank you so much. We had a lady just a couple days ago call up for something else. And she's like, oh, by the way, thank you for telling me about Relief Factor because I can get on the floor and play with my grandkids again.
Yep.
It works. ReliefFactor.com.
The next generation of talk radio.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
On the Blaze Radio Network.
Supervolcano. They now have had, in or around Yellowstone National Park, 878 seismic events, meaning earthquakes, mini or some slightly larger ones, in 2 weeks. Whoa. Almost 900 in 2 weeks.
Is that, I mean, what's the average?
Now, they normally have a lot of these really small ones. They'll average 1,200 to 1,500 a year.
Oh, wow.
Which is still a lot, but I mean, there's a lot of seismic activity. In other areas, we'll have these mini ones as well. But they've had more than half of them in 2 weeks. Now, they're saying that this isn't a problem.
Don't worry about it.
Right, a lot of earthquake activity, but...
The chances of an eruption are...
They don't believe any eruption is coming. There's a way they rate possible eruptions, and they said, yeah, that's not going to happen. But isn't that exactly what they would want us to believe?
Uh-huh. Last one, though, did happen 70,000 years ago.
Yeah.
So we're due.
We are. It's a super volcano. All of Yellowstone.
Super volcano.
But it's not an average volcano. It's super.
Super.
You know, they have the little Old Faithful and that and some other hot springs. That's all based on geothermic activity. You've got molten lava and whatever, and it is a... It's a super volcano they figured out years ago. They were doing some excavating work like in eastern Nebraska. And they're like, hey, we found some volcanic ash or something. They're like, there's nothing like that even around here. So they went back and started looking. Where's the closest, you know, geothermic activity? And they're like, well, Yellowstone and that. But this would have to be a volcano. Even if it was a volcano, it wouldn't be. So they looked at satellite photos. They're like, we never realized the shape of the entire park, the entire area.
Yellowstone is a volcano.
Is a volcano.
Good guy.
They just never knew it.
We're done if it goes.
If it ever goes and goes full bore, it is extinction level event for mankind, is what they say.
Don't worry about it.
Happy Wednesday.
Don't worry about it.
Can't wait till Glenn gets back to tell him about this. This is really
great.
Good.
Where's Patrick with the beer?
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson. Part of Generation Blaze. On the Blaze Radio Network.
Tweets coming in, the hashtag what I learned today. Please tweet at Doc Thompson Show, at Cal79, at Real Chris Cruz, and at The Blaze Brad.
Sleeve did it, tweeted, apparently one volcano found a phone booth, and now it's Super Volcano.
Super Volcano. Tech Rue saying, the Yellowstone Super Volcano is nothing to worry about. It signed the Paris Accord.
Steve42 tweeted, I predict Yellowstone will blow before the Republicans pass health care. Probably.
Yeah, probably. Probably. Now, you said in 85 there was a series of events like this.
Like 3,000 earthquakes. It lasted, 3 months? I think it was 2,000 earthquakes. It lasted 3 months.
Okay, so this is not unprecedented,
no.
But it is still not common.
And it was a couple of years ago that one of the roads melted in Yellowstone. So it's getting hot.
Not Steve Cannon tweeted, Doc in Thompson here. Sprinkling a little ray of sunshine into everyone's life. Hashtag supervolcano. Hashtag we're all going to die.
Well, Glenn's out this week. I've been on Think Tank, and I figure someone has to keep everybody depressed.
Well,
so,
that's why we were talking about cooking with THC. And then Frank in Pennsylvania tweeted, cooking food with THC? Isn't that like drying yourself with a wet towel?
No, right. See, that's why I couldn't get beyond it. I'm like, why would I? Isn't it just going to make you more hungry?
Uh-huh.
And then you eat more with the THC and you just get more hungry.
Uh-huh.
Unless, like Patrick said, it's you don't want to burn it because you don't want the, you know, the lung abuse, anything like this.
Right.
So maybe eat one of the little bonbons. Mm-hmm. That has it, and then you go crazy on the rest of the bonbons that don't have it or something, I guess. Joining us now, Yarnbrook, new radio host here at the Blaze Radio Network. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Thanks, Doc.
Thanks so much for joining us. So you got a new program. Is that launched this weekend?
No, it launched 2 weeks ago, I believe.
2 weeks ago. And
2 weeks ago on Sundays.
Sundays from?
1 p.m. Eastern.
1 p.m. Eastern, multiple-hour program. Just go to theblaze.com. Multiple was technically right. I didn't want to ask how many. You know, you could have just volunteered all this, Cal, without me saying it. Then you correct me on the multiple, which was technically right.
Did before the mics turned.
Sorry, I'm a little edgy this morning, Yarn. I've been on the diet, and it's not going well.
That's okay. It's 1 to 3 Central Time every Sunday. So that's 2 hours if I do my math right.
You have a fascinating history. So you were raised in Israel by socialist parents?
Yes, I was. Well, everybody was a socialist when I grew up in Israel. In the 1960s and 70s, we were all raised as good socialists. And it took me reading Atlas Shrugged to turn me around against the socialism and completely change my life.
So you're 16 and a friend gives you Atlas Shrugged and you start leafing through it and then are like, wait a moment, there's a better way.
That's got some heavy reading for a 16-year-old.
It took me getting through the whole book to figure out that there was a better way. You know, I fought the book, I argued with it, I couldn't agree because it just, you know, I was so indoctrinated that it really took a lot of effort to get that socialism out of my system. But by the time I'd finished that shrug, it was gone, and I was ready for something different.
So you really have the epiphany there, and then at some point you migrate to America.
Well, as soon as I had the epiphany, it came clear to me that if I was going to live the best life I should live, that I could live, you know, and that's what Atlas Shrugged teaches you more than anything else, is make the most of the one time you have on this earth, you know, maximize your flourishing, your happiness. I figured, where's the best country in the world? You know, I was naive back then. America was still relatively free. And where's the best country in the world where you can flourish, you can be successful? And I figured, okay, I need to figure out how to get to America. It took me, 10 years from 16 to 26 until I ultimately made it. you know, immigration laws don't exactly make it easy for talented people to get into this country. But I made it in the end, and I got here in 1987, immigrated, and you know, got some graduate degrees. That was my one way to get here legally.
It's just a shame you didn't read the Communist Manifesto, because then you could have immigrated illegally anytime. It would have been great.
Well, no. Then I would have gone to the Soviet Union. Who the hell wants to come to the United States and read the Communist Manifesto?
That's a good point. Yeah, so you see the flaw, though. You do it the right way. Others others don't care.
Yeah,
they just come here.
I mean, we're going to disagree on this, but and I'm going to disagree with a lot of your callers. You know what? This is the greatest country on earth, and if somebody's born somewhere else and they're desperate and life is rough and they want to make something of their life, they're going to come here and they're going to find a way to get here. And building a wall and creating all kind of irrational laws to prevent them from coming is not helping us, and it's not helping them. I mean, we used to be the land that welcomed talented, ambitious, hardworking people, and we've created laws that make it very, very difficult for exactly those people to come in. Instead, we bring in relatives and we bring in all kinds of other criteria that are arbitrary. Let's have rational immigration laws that actually, encourage hardworking people to come to this country as they used to.
Absolutely. I have a friend who married a guy from Italy, and it took him 3 years to legally immigrate to this country. That's how many regulations there are. And you're right. I mean, it's too complicated a process.
It's way too complicated. And to come here legally is very, very difficult. And it's arbitrary, and it's irrational, and it's stupid criteria. So, you know, I have to admit, I don't blame people for trying to come here illegally. You know, their alternatives are pretty nasty. Why not try to live in I still think, probably at the margin, the best country in the world? We're thinking fast, but we're still better than most other places. Mm-hmm. And I respect people who try to come here. It used to be illegal to drink in America. We didn't call them illegal drinkers and try to go after everybody who drank after the fact. Right? So they come here the way they come here. As long as they're working, as long as they're not leeches, I respect them.
Well, and I think that's the frustration for a lot of Americans. They want the controlled immigration system that just says, so we know who's coming in, and we know people are actually going to work and that they have the right attitude.
Sure.
And with that requires, you know, certain regulations. My frustration isn't in the people who that are desperate and saying, I got to get out of whatever hellhole I live in and immigrate to America. I get it. I may do that as well. It's the fact that some people actually do it legally and correctly, and it takes them a long time, and it's very expensive. My wife, my mother-in-law that I've talked about, and others do not. So there has to be some metric in place to divide those two people, those two groups of people, and say, it's going to be the same for both of you.
I agree. I mean, what we should be advocating for, in my view, instead of demonizing illegal immigrants and instead of demonizing immigrants generally, we should be working for a rational immigration system, a system that encourages people to come here if they can find a job, a system that makes it easy to come here if you can get a job. And it might not be a system that allows them to immigrate forever. It might be a system of work visas that allows them to come for 5 years, renewable, where they never become citizens. I mean, the key is to allow the hardworking people of the world, the talent, the ambitious people of the world, to come to America and do their job. And, you know, to some extent, I resent even more than I resent immigrants who come here. I resent Americans who have everything handed to them in to a large extent a silver platter because they live in the greatest country in the world. And then they don't take advantage of them, and they go on welfare, and they become parasites and leeches on the rest of us. So, I resent the whole welfare state rather than divvying it up between who's getting it. Anybody who's getting welfare, I think that's a bad system. And again, I don't resent the people as much as I resent the system. Let's get rid of welfare. Let's fight the welfare state. And then allow people to come here
The breakdown with reforming immigration is that they've tried to make it comprehensive immigration reform, and you've got three pieces. Number one, border security. Number two, you've got the legal immigration system. Both of those, there's not huge divides. There's not huge chasms between left and right, Republicans and Democrats on those things. There's some devil in the details about how to get it done. I mean, notwithstanding Donald Trump's wall and whatever. We can get those done. In fact, Yarn, we can get those done probably in a couple of months. We could come to some common ground on those. The sticking point is always what to do with the illegals that are here. And I can even make some concessions for the children who were brought here by their parents. They didn't come here illegally. But I cannot allow the illegals who came here illegally to stay because they broke the law. They had so little concern for American law and jumped to the front of the line over those that were standing in line that they got to go. I'm with you. I'll reform the rest of it, but I cannot allow those illegals to stay here knowing that they had so little concern for the other, for their fellow, what they want to be their fellow countrymen.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a lot more sympathetic to them than you are. And look, we didn't after we repealed prohibition, we didn't go back and penalize all the people who drank during prohibition. I'm an illegal driver because I.
But you got to remember the difference there. With the illegals, they continue to be illegal. I mean, that's the thing. Sure. They will continue to be illegal.
As long as our laws are irrational and stupid and penalize people who want to come here to work and make it impossible for them to get into the country.
But it's not impossible. We have a legal immigration system. They just choose not to use it.
It's very difficult, particularly if, as somebody who experienced trying to get here, I went to school when I didn't want to go to school. I went and got an MBA when I didn't want to get an MBA because it was the way in. You know, how inefficient, how silly is that to waste people's talent and time?
Now, I will give you that. That goes to that legal immigration system. I absolutely agree.
My point is that when we have a proper legal immigration system that makes it easy for anybody who wants to come here to work, then I say, illegal immigrants, oh, now you're really bad people because we made it easy for you to come and you're still sneaking in the border. Shoot them at the border, right? But if you're making it almost impossible for people to come and then some people sneak in, I don't blame them for sneaking in. I would have done the same thing. You might have done the same thing. So I don't blame them, and I want to make it those of them who actually worked in this country, those of them who've shown that they want to participate in the American system, I'm fine with keeping them around and having them here. Look, at the end of the day, what I'm for is freedom and capitalism, and I want government out of our lives. I want to shrink the welfare state. I want to shrink the entitlement state. I want to create what America was supposed to be, the freest country in the world, a country based on moral principles, the moral principle of individual rights and freedom. And that includes immigration policy, and that includes all the rest of the nonsense that we get out of Washington, D.C.
We're talking with Yarn Brook. I got a new program on the Blaze Radio Network Sundays, 1 o'clock Eastern Time. Yarn, what do you make of this health care bill? What's your take on... Because the Republicans now have said, not until after Independence Day, which means they don't have the
votes. They're never going to do it. They're never going to do it. And even if they pass what they claim they're going to pass, that's nothing. I mean, it's not repealing Obamacare. It's not moving us towards where we want to be, which is free market health care. And look, it's been obvious. The Republicans are too cowardly to do this, but it's worse than the Republicans. The fact is, the American people do not want Obamacare repealed. The American people want to their pre-existing conditions to be taken care of. They want other people to pay their health care bills. They don't want to take the personal responsibility for finding their own insurance, for dealing with, and they don't want the risk of free market. See, I believe that if you actually free up the health insurance market, if you actually free up health care, if you actually free up doctors from all the regulations and all the nonsense they have to abide by today, we would have the best healthcare system in the world at the cheapest cost.
You know, it's funny. I don't agree with the people that are out there wanting the handout and saying, you're taking my healthcare. But I don't agree with them, but I understand what they're saying. They actually don't have a lot of options to go and get other healthcare. But that's also because of big government rules and regulations that were around even before Obamacare, because we didn't have a free market system.
We've never had a free market system. We haven't had it for decades. Where is the Republican who stands up and say, you know what, I'm for free markets health care. I want to not just repeal Obamacare. I want to repeal all the laws that have made it impossible for a free market in insurance and in health care to develop in the United States. And when we have that, we will actually have cheaper insurance. Anybody could be able to afford it. Even today, if you go to states where there's less regulation, significantly less regulation on insurance, you can get a health insurance policy for less than a cell phone bill. Everybody has a cell phone in America. Everybody should be able to afford insurance in America, at least catastrophic insurance, so when you go to the hospital. But there's nobody out there. There's no public face, certainly in politics, but in the intellectual world as well, advocating for real free markets. And if you advocated for real free markets, you'd also have to say, you know what? And it's time we start talking about phasing out Medicare and phasing out Medicaid, because as long as the government is buying over 50% of all healthcare dollars, spending over 50% of all healthcare dollars,
never gonna happen.
We won't have free market healthcare. So you have to. But if nobody stands up and defends free markets, we'll never get them, right?
Here's the key, though, Yarn. Though I don't think we can defend free markets with the word free market. I'm realizing this now because there are certain buzz phrases between left and right that is an automatic shutdown. We've got to present seemingly to them what is a new idea. What is this thing they're talking about? Interesting. I like it. But we can't use those buzz phrases. But I do have to get a break in here, Yarn. Thanks so much for joining us. So you'll be on again this Sunday from 1 to 3 Eastern time.
Well, it's actually 1 to 3 Central time. It's 2 to 4 Eastern time.
All right, Yarn. Thank you for the information.
Right. We'll get it right.
It's not you. It's Cal. They're all out to get me here, Yarn. Just because I'm paranoid doesn't mean they're not out to get me. All right, Yarn. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. So it's noon to 2 Eastern.
It's noon to 2 Eastern.
Wow, this is...
Wait a second. It'd be if 1 to 3... He said 1 to 3 Central, right?
Right, so that's... Oh, that's... No, that's 2 to 4 Eastern.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I said.
Have you guys been eating THC food?
You know what? I'm just going to get a break in. This is the Morning Blaze.
This pop round.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
The Blaze Radio Network.
This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.
Okay, so somebody called and was complaining that Gorsuch isn't a conservative, and we should be talking about that.
Yeah.
Neil Gorsuch,
new Supreme Court Justice. I'm getting yelled at because of you. Why am I getting yelled at?
Did I miss something on Neil Gorsuch?
Did I miss something? Cal,
did I miss? I haven't.
No, I mean,
admittedly, I may have.
I mean, here's the headlines. Washington Post, Gorsuch asserts himself as early force on Supreme Court's right. Los Angeles Times, Gorsuch is the new Scalia, just as Trump promised. The Hill, Gorsuch starts to show his conservative cards.
I mean, there haven't been any Supreme Court rulings officially. We talked about the ones yesterday, the three things. They lifted the injunction, Trump's injunction.
Yeah.
Okay.
What was the other one?
Which, again, I'm assuming he fell in the majority on that. If he didn't.
Even CNN.
Okay.
CNN, Neil Gorsuch delivering as Trump's promised conservative. And that's okay, CNN.
The other two headlines were they're going to hear the gay baker. That's not a ruling. The gay baker. Hello, it's fabulous. that they would hear it, but he doesn't pick exclusively. Right, that's for the fall.
Did you mention the travel ban?
And then
there was something else.
We had the one about the ruling for Missouri and the playground, funding the playground. Did he come down on the other side of that? The playground one that I missed the ruling? I didn't see the breakdown of who it was.
But was it a ruling or was it, hey, we'll hear about it?
No, that one I think they
ruled
on it. That was
an actual rule on it?
I think they did, but he wouldn't have been in here, have heard the...
No, because that's from the previous session.
That was from
the
previous session or whatever, unless I miss. I'm just trying to think. If I miss something, I apologize.
Yeah, please let us know.
There's nothing overt that says Neil Gorsuch, progressive.
Not a conservative.
Right. I don't know what I missed. If I did, well, it'll be evident
soon.
And
if I did call Doc Thompson, don't call me. Oh, wait a minute.
You answer the phones.
This is the Doc Thompson.
Sorry. Okay. Sorry about that. Well, you get the tweets in anyways. Tell us if I missed something there. It's at Doc Thompson Show. So, yeah, I didn't agree with Yarn on immigration, all of it. Some of it I did. He makes a good point about having a free market approach even to immigration. He's right. I have no problem with people immigrating here and even us having work visas. I'm fine with that. But we have to know who's coming in the door. We have to.
Absolutely.
We have to. That's just smart. And by the way, even prior to that system, when we had Ellis Island, whatever, we still controlled. We didn't let people coming in that were suspected of having diseases because they figured they would spread.
They were checked and they were,
But I cannot let the people that came here illegally get away without being punished. I know why you were motivated to do it, but still you broke the law. And it's not a continuing just you're going to punish them and screw them over, whatever. It's you have to pay for your crimes. And so far, the payments that they've come up with, like you'll pay fines and passive, there's no way to actually implement that. So they got to go.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
The Blaze Radio Network.
Thompson.
All right, tweets with the hashtag what I learned today.
How do you say Kieran Ellison?
Kieran Ellison.
Kieran Ellison tweeted, the gay baker should be a new show on the Food Channel.
Hi, I'm the gay baker.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, y'all. I'm baking a cake, y'all.
I can put a little flour here and a little rainbow.
You sound like the Family Guy old dude.
That's what we're doing. Hey, y'all.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, y'all.
Family Guy.
I'm going to sting you now.
You know what? I'm a bee. I'm not going to sting y'all. I'm going to let you live your life. I'm going to live mine.
Also reminds me of Senator.
I could do that all day. I could do that all day. Oh, Kirk lost it. We lost Kirk.
Hey, y'all. I'm a shark. I'm going to munch y'all. That guy's hilarious.
Hey, y'all. HurtTMB's voice tweeted, at Doc Thompson Show, what the frig is wrong with our system that Jonathan Dunn can't immigrate to the U.S.?
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, he had trouble. He had been going for a long time and working on it.
Yeah.
And then he was denied based on the job he was going for because some of these visas, and this is part that Yarn gets right, mm-hmm. the legal immigration system is flawed. There's some serious problems with it. Number one, that these corporations sponsor people. And I get the idea of wanting the best and brightest and whatever, and they do it. But they're trying to undercut Americans. They use it against Americans. I have
cost
no problem.
Saving. Cost saving.
That's their motivation, mm-hmm. and that's what corporations do. But why do they have so much power in this where they're sponsoring people? It shouldn't be that way. Let's open it up. Let's streamline the visa process, and I'm fine with opening up. But the people that get visas, you got to know who they are. Therefore, we have to know who's coming in here. If you stay, you got to get kicked out.
If you're coming on a work visa, I know you have to really prove that you can do that job.
You have to be a professional in that whatever you
better
pay.
Better than an American citizen. Mm-hmm. Like, you really got to be the top of the line if you're coming in on a specific.
Which makes sense. I want top-notch people here.
Right. I mean, so Jonathan Dunn, I guess, was saying
he was denied because
he was going based on jobs.
I think he wasn't like.
He does the same job I do. Keep those bastards out! No, and by the way, that's a flaw that a lot of Americans have had for centuries. The immigration debate has been going on literally since the beginning of America. But a lot of times it's a protectionism. And this is what people on the left think of me when I say we need to secure our border and know who's here and kick out the illegals. They think it's anti-immigrant because they think it's the anti-immigrant claims of, the 19-teens and the 1930s and 40s and 50s of they'll take our jobs.
Right. Bring disease.
There's nothing to it. I'm worried about security and making sure we know who's here and that the people we say, come here to immigrate, that they get it, that they're not coming here to immigrate just because they want to make America like the rat hole country they came from. Right. Do you get it? Are you willing to work hard? I don't want to pay for you. And I'm willing to share with you my birthright, all that America has, if you get it. So that's what I want to know. And if you've broken the law, even if it's a lot of agreement, you got to be punished for it. That's how it works.
It's usually have a justice.
It's supposed to work, right?
I mean,
but they think I'm claiming they're going to take jobs. To Americans that think that they're going to take jobs, what that means is you're not able to compete. If you know you can compete,
there's no reason why.
No reason you should fear it. If you're the person screaming they're taking jobs, that's on you for not having more skills, more drive, more determination.
Unless the undercut.
I'm not worried about that. You could let 400,000 people that are talk show hosts immigrate. I'm going to be fine. I'm going to get it done.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, that was a little too much swagger.
Too much confidence on that. Even Sarah was like, just damn.
I got other things I can do around here.
Very good at
I can pretty clean. Good at complaining.
I can clean.
Paint
Mr.
walls.
Beth, you need your car washed? I could say that. That's fine. I get it. Go ahead and bring him in. Just putting on the second coat right now, Mr. Beck.
Steve Sarah
Sexton giving
tweeted,
me that look.
With an advanced degree, I'd have thought Yarn would have had a better analogy than the Prohibition one.
That was not a great Prohibition one. I get what he's saying about we don't continue to punish people. However, you would be saying we're going to, it would be amnesty then. We're absolving you of your crime. That's not it. I don't know. During Prohibition, were there 400,000 people that had cases on the books that had violated the law that they were like, okay, it's legal now. So the fact you violated the law of the last 6 months, we're going to let you off. I mean, that would be amnesty. I don't agree with amnesty. Sorry.
If that law is no longer illegal, did you break the law?
You did at the time. Did they let everybody out of prison that were convicted? That they said, okay, you're locked up for 20 years or whatever. Oh, we made it legal again. So your punishment that was enacted 2 years ago, we'll let you off only serving 2 years, not the other 18?
I mean, it's a good argument, though.
I see what he's saying there, but it really goes back to just wanting people legalized is what they're saying.
Right. I don't agree with it, but the argument stands if something's no longer illegal.
I get what you're saying, but it would be changing the law to... He's also saying, well, not just change the law and then those people wouldn't be illegal anymore. He's saying change the law to make those people not illegal anymore.
Right. You're not
sorry. You knew what you were doing and you did it in spite of the fact that you claim America's a better place. Well, is making America not a better place. Right. So you want to change the legal system. I'm with you. You want to change the protection? Fine. I'll even give it to people that didn't make that decision themselves. But if you came here illegally, that is such a slap in the face. And even more, it should be to people like Yarn who did it the right way. Sorry.
Yeah.
The cool thing about Yarn I like is that if you want to be challenged, he's a great person to call in and get your debate going with him. Because I was listening to his first show and second show. A lot of people were calling in and there were... A lot of our listeners call in and be like, oh, but what about this? And I just saw, I was like, man, this is some good mental, like, debate.
Good exercise.
Good exercise.
Because he's not coming at it from the left. No. He's not saying, I'm a whiny progressive. What about the people? He's challenging conservatives and libertarians on their own views. His views on immigration are very libertarian.
Yes.
They're very open markets, open border, free markets. I'm not saying he believes completely in any of that stuff. I don't put words in his mouth. But that's what libertarians and free market people would say. They say that you should let the market decide how many come in, and it has nothing to do with the government. And they're absolutely right. I'm a libertarian. I believe in many of Ayn Rand's principles, for example. But there's one piece they're missing. National security.
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference. Let the market dictate how many people are coming into work in these factories and picking fruit and whatever else. Sure, you're absolutely right. But we have to have some border control so we know who's coming in. So it's not complete open border. Yeah, come and grow. We don't even have a checkpoint. So drive semis full of nuclear material across. Sure, we don't care. America will always be a target. We are a little bit different than most countries around the world. That we need the extra level of national security. Communist countries have that border security to keep people in. America has it to keep people out. Those people out are bad people. That's the level of security we need. If it were not for that, fine, come in. I want as many people legally to immigrate to America as possible. Do the numbers game. If we had 1 billion more people here comfortably, it was not a drain on the system, but it was about the same as it is now, and we had 1 billion more people, that's 1 billion more people to stand up and protect America during wartime. That's 1 billion more people producing stuff that we sell to other countries. That's supposedly 1 billion more people that get the system of personal freedom, personal accountability that America is.
But
you see what I'm saying?
Again, if they have to be vetted and they have to be on the same page.
That's the key right there.
Come here and
but
you want to be an American and follow
that's
American
1 billion more people that need
ideas.
Cheeseburgers today and houses today and everything else. That's the reason I say one way that we need to work on immigration is that has been an area that has been completely forgotten, and that is making new states. bringing entire states in, like Puerto Rico. By the way, Chris, when's the next vote in Puerto Rico? Isn't it coming up soon for statehood? They have it every 6 months or year or so.
Yeah, so like that first one was just a referendum. I think it's after the summer they're going to do another vote, like the official vote. That was just like, hey, this is there's interest in Puerto Rico.
If you track it over the last 20, 30 years, every year it gets a few more percent, a few more percent. The last one they had was like 59.4% or 59.8% or something, just missing the 60% threshold where they would officially then say to the U.S. government, and the system is pretty simple, you have to be a territory at that level, of which we only have four, Guam, Virgin Islands, and I think Washington, D.C., District of Columbia, and then Puerto Rico. Mm-hmm. At that point, once the 60% official margin in that territory says we want to be a state, they ask a member of Congress to carry the bill. And all they have to do, a member of Congress, the way I understand it, just introduces the bill, and it's a simple majority vote. It's not even two-thirds majority. It's done, and they are a U.S. state. So we are really close to getting this done. Now, if I'm in Puerto Rico right now, Puerto Rico, I would be pissed off at America. I would be infuriated.
Oh, they are.
Because America did not get their backs on the bailout like they should have, yet all these... I saw some, read some articles and saw some documentaries on Puerto Rico recently. And a guy who had been, he's older, 60, 70, said he'd always been a champion of America and proud. He goes, because they told us that Puerto Rico was part of America, that he believed, yet we also had our independence. We were, you know, like a state almost. You know, we were proud Puerto Ricans, but we were part of America, and he got it. He goes, we found out, no, we're just America's bitch, basically. America can tell us whatever the hell they want, and we have to do it, which I do not agree with.
No.
I mean, I want you to be a state. I want you to do this. I get the reason we have territories now and whatever, but we should be working towards some sort of end game with this. So if I'm Puerto Rico, I say, you cut us free, and we are an independent country, or we become a state.
Yeah.
None of this pussyfooting around halfway. They're getting the worst of both worlds. They're not getting the best of both worlds. They don't have nearly enough say in their own government. They are, and I agree with this as far as the people in the District of Columbia goes too. It's taxation without representation. They do not have say in their own destiny. The only difference is District of Columbia, you are not supposed to live there. And I know how it would tip the system when it comes to politics. Other than that, let's see. Let's go.
And by the way, Puerto Rico is not a Democrat. It's freaking, it's run by the GOP now. The equivalent of a GOP government. So one of the things, oh, they're going to be Democrat voters.
It would not be the same
Puerto
way.
Rico, you got to understand, Puerto Rico is all free market. We love, there's businesses everywhere. We
and could very religious.
We could sell you a piece of twig and you'd be like, oh, that's the best twig ever. No, by the way, there's 10 more twigs on there you could just find.
You realize, of course, scam artists and Ponzi schemes portrayers. Those are not free. I guess that is free market. Those. Yeah, that's not quite the same. Earthwater is all about changing and improving people's lives by offering 100% natural beverages that can put much-needed micronutrients back in your diet with over 70 trace minerals. It's water. It's just water as far as the taste goes, but some of it's black, which is kind of cool, and it has those 70 trace minerals. I love it. Chris Cruz is a huge fan of the Earthwater.
I love it. I actually, it's what I did. I brew my coffee with Earthwater. I cook my ramen noodles with Earthwater. I do my tea with earth water.
Are you washing your clothes with the earth water yet?
No, I don't know how to work the system for that.
To get it into the washer.
To get it into the washer. But if I could, I would. Oh, and I cooked rice yesterday in the rice cooker with earth water.
It's really great. It's healthy for you, and it's going to do things like help boost your energy level because you got those 70 trace minerals, rebuild your immune system. This is all true. This is what these trace minerals that your body needs will do. It reduce your stress level, improve your memory and focus, help improve toxins, removing those from your body, and helping to maintain healthy skin, nails, and hair. It's Earthwater. You can get it today at earthwater.com/theblaze. It's earthwater.com/theblaze. I'll tweet out a link to it, but try it. Plus, it's pretty cool to have the black, because not all of it's black. All of it has trace minerals, but it's cool to have the black water.
It's a great conversation starter.
It starts a good conversation.
Right.
It really does.
So it's earthwater.com/theblaze, and if you use promo code theblaze at checkout, you'll get an additional 10% off your order. So it's earthwater.com/theblaze, promo code theblaze.
You are listening to the smooth sounds of the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
On the Blaze Radio Network!
Doc Thompson.
All righty, that is it, ladies and gentlemen. The end of the Morning Blaze. But before we go, as always, let's find out what we learned today. We learned that feminists don't own maps.
No.
We learned people who use prosthetic legs are often considered armed.
And dangerous. Sometimes.
And dangerous. We learned someone at Coors has run out of ideas. And finally, we learned Youth Month in South Africa is celebrated with strippers.
Oh, yeah.
Cal, spin of the dials, radio style. Dials, text this morning. What, if anything, did you learn today?
I learned that if you're going to protest a senator with a flying banner, make sure you fly the banner in the state that the senator lives in.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Just
good
a tip. Deal. Just a tip.
Help you out.
I learned that at Real Chris Cruz does not do a good job of promoting Puerto Rico for statehood.
No,
he
does
not. We have the best scam artists in the world. They're so good.
And I learned if you get hit by a bus and get up and walk into a bar, I want whatever you're drinking.
Absolutely. Kirk, spin of the dials, radio style dials, text morning. What, if anything, did you learn today?
What I learned today, so I learned Cal Yarnbrook's show is 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Hawaiian standard.
It's on the calendar. I know. That's all I know.
All right, Brad, at the place, Brad Staggs. What, if anything, did you learn today?
I learned if you got $20, you can have a ball with Doc. Okay, make it $10.
$20 is $20.
And angry beavers can leave a bad physical and emotional scar.
Long lasting. Chris Cruz, what, if anything, did the listeners learn today?
TMB listener, all you change your name.
Oh, you 812.
Yeah. Ron? How the country has fallen when they quote Taylor Swift.
That's true. When she's a source
of inspiration. Chris Buffett Beard, Doc quotes Taylor Swift. To Turtleneck Mitch, you never did give a damn thing, honey, but I cried. I cried for you.
I'm assuming that's a Taylor Swift.
Yeah, that's a song. Yeah, that's a lyric.
Yeah.
And finally, Kool-Aid with a C, learning what I learned today. It seems like Chris Cruz no longer listens to Puerto Rican Dance Party in the morning. Now is Teeny Popper.
Oh, yeah.
Popper, Popper.
Hey, I'm sorry to get those new numbers of Crash Nation. They're coming up tomorrow. What else do we have coming up tomorrow?
Everyone's favorite segment, App of the Week.
Good deal.
And Michael Pelka joins us, too.
What does Glenn have coming up on this program?
Oh, a wide variety of compelling, hard-hitting topics.
What is Glenn wearing today?
He's got this strapless, long, flowing number.
Sounds interesting.
Just looks really good.
Remember, today is a Chris Cruz production, Six Semper Tyrannis. Good night, Steve Cannon. Wherever you are. Annyeong. Now you go.
The Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson.
Part of the next generation of talk radio.
This is the Blaze Radio Network.